reflected on your past year and thought you needed a fresh start? How about we share how to move forward with God as part of your plan? Hello and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson, and you can learn more about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
Yes, and I'm Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach, helping you discover what God has next for your life. Learn more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we talk about choosing a fresh start in relation to your deeper Christian living.
I'm excited about this topic, Jo Heather.
Yeah. Me too.
I know.
Can't wait.
I know. Woo. So a brand new year. Mm-hmm. Yep. A brand new year. Wow. Let's congratulate ourselves. We survived 2020.
Amen.
2020 and 2021.
Amen.
Yeah, oh my goodness. 2 years back to back of things we never thought we would see in our country,
right,
in the world, our personal lives, our relationships.
Yeah.
I know many of you guys are hoping that things are going to improve in 2022, mm-hmm, you know, and are wishing, really wishing and praying to have a better year, you know, and I can't, for me personally, I can't lunge into a new year without, you know, first reflecting on how my past year panned out. You know, I mean, why jump ahead when I haven't evaluated how the last year went? You know, did I meet the goals that I set? Did I have unrealistic expectations? Did important to-do items become unimportant? Did my focus or purpose change throughout the year? There were so many factors to consider when I glance back over last year and try to prepare for a new year and a fresh start. But before we jump in on how to reflect and how to prepare for that fresh start, I want to pass it back to Jo Heather for a minute.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the start of a new year is just a great and ideal time to take stock of what you planned and what actually took place. And like Tammy said, after you take a look at that, you can make plans to go forward in the new year, seeing it as a fresh start, a new page in the journal, so to speak. I actually mentioned this recently in a conversation I was having with a Christian coaching group I meet with once a month. And, you know, I was talking with them about my disappointment that I had two of my primary goals I had held out for myself in 2021 did not pan out. They were pretty big goals and they didn't take place. So now, you know, I need to look at that and I need to seek the Lord's wisdom to guide me in determining, do these same goals go back on the list? Or do I need to release them for now? What is His will? What is it that He wants me to do? And this is the type of work I do a lot with clients in coaching, and I do it with myself. You know, we take a look at what you're holding out as a goal, and we look, did it work? Did it not work? You know, and if it didn't, was the goal not met because there were barriers to meeting it? Or was it simply not the right goal for right now? Was God saying, hold on that, or that's not for you? There's always something to learn, even in the midst of what feels like a miss or a letdown. But there's a lot more to this story, the story of looking back to help you look forward. So I'm excited about talking about this today on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm excited too, Jo Heather.
Yeah.
It's really going to be good. We know we've talked offline, Jo Heather and I, a lot about this topic leading up to this episode. And I think it's going to enrich you today. But before we dive too much into discussing this topic, you know, I want to share with you basically how you can support us. I want to just take a moment here, take a break in the podcast to let you know that how you can support us in our podcast. So first, depending upon what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. But the most important thing you can do is to share this podcast to spread love and encouragement. And we want to extend, Jo Heather and I, extend an invitation to you to help our podcast grow. right? In the world we live in today, a lot of individuals feel discouraged, hopeless, unloved, and many are searching for a word of encouragement and are hungry to know God's word. It's the beginning of the fresh year. I'm sure there's a lot of people with those New Year's resolutions out there who really could use a word of encouragement. Let them know God loves them. Share this podcast with them so they can be uplifted, not just once, but every week, right? So by partnering with us through prayer and financial support, our podcast will continue to grow and impact many more lives. You can find out how you can sow into our ministry podcast by visiting our website's donation page at loveandencouragement.com/donate. And also on our website at loveandencouragement.com, we feature early access to video and audio every Wednesday. And you can save some time. You know, if you don't want to miss out, you might forget, sign up on our email list. We have a form on our website, and we'll email you the podcast every Wednesday. The whole year of Joe, Heather, and I encouraging you.
Doesn't get any better than that, does it,
That's
Tammy?
Right. We made it through a whole year together. We're coming up on our anniversary here, so you don't want to miss that episode, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, stick with us for a whole year. See what happens.
Yeah.
So the week before Christmas and New Year, you know, to me, it's a period of rest, you know, after I made it through the hustle of holidays, right? And I know when my boys were little, they're older now, they're like 18 to 20, so they're a lot older. But when they were little, you know, gosh, I felt so exhausted. I felt so exhausted that whole week after Christmas. It took me a whole week to just get to recover from Christmas and get into the new year, you know, with all the planning and the holiday stuff and all the social gatherings and everybody wanting a little bit of this and your time and everything. Can you help with this? Can you help with that? I was exhausted as a mom, and I'm sure you guys can relate. But, you know, as the boys have gotten older, you know, I began and living my purpose more for God as a Christian author. You know, I welcome that whole week of rest as my time to actually reflect on the past year. You know, it's beautiful the way it's set up. So you end the year, you get that time of reflection before you jump into the next year. So this period of reflection, I really feel, is to prepare me to go into the next year. You know, do I have a sense of completion? You know, I look over the yearly goals I had set. Joe Heather knows I'm a very organized person. I have yearly goals I write down. I have monthly goals I write down. Mm-hmm. And I have daily goals, right? I even have a weekly thing. But I have a lot of goals. And so I look back, I save those every year. I mean, I usually rewrite over the monthly goals and the daily goals. But I always save my yearly goals. It's really insightful to look back and see where I've come from, what my expectations were. So I look back over this, one of my routines. I look back over my yearly goals I had set for the past year and see what got done and what didn't get done. You know, I consider my priorities, you know, have they changed? A lot can happen in a year. You know, maybe new ones fell off, you know, onto my near list or maybe some fell off and some new ones came on that I wasn't even anticipating. You know, I planned my year out at the beginning of the year, and then a lot can happen in a year. So maybe some new things came on. You know, I tend to take a close look at the past year and then look at the coming year and kind of determine, you know, what moves over and what doesn't need to go. So for me, 2021, and I've talked about in this podcast, you know, it was a hard year. You know, but it was also a year of blessings. I hope you picked that part up too, you know, that it was a year of blessing and stuff. You know, so I don't want to just look back and look at my to-do items, you know, what got done and what didn't done. That's not the purpose of living, right? The point is to not, and it's also not to criticize myself. You know, you didn't get this. Joe Heather was talking about not getting two big things done. You know, she's like, but God doesn't want her to criticize herself because those things didn't happen. I'm sure he's well pleased with all the other stuff she got done for him, right? You know, and for she didn't get two things done. Well, I was supposed to write 6 books. Remember that episode? You can replay it.
I do remember.
Yeah, you can go back and listen. I was saying I was planning on getting 6 books done this year.
Yeah.
Did it happen? No. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I didn't get 6 done. I got some books done, but I didn't get 6. Mm-hmm. But I did publish more than if I had set the bar lower, right? Mm-hmm. But that 6 book goal and part of reflection and stuff was a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure on me to have that fixed number of books that I planned to write. I mean, that's all I kept thinking about the whole year. Where am I in the 6 book schedule? You know, kind of based upon, you know, I can write 2,000 words a day, so I could calculate how many words go into a book when I divide that up. And mathematically, it just made sense to me. I could do 6 books, right? Was that a word from God? No. No, we're going to talk about this. So just hang on, because this is important, and what some of the lessons that we've learned about the goals we set for ourselves and what the Lord has and planned for us, right? So in reflection, you know, I don't want to bring that level of pressure over into the new year. So instead, you know, I'm probably going to list the books that I want to write. I like that a lot of them are halfway written. I want to finish some of the books, and, you know, and I'll just go from there, right? So there are things I want you to ask yourself. We're talking about things for us, but were there things that you planned last year that caused unneeded stress? You know, in reflection, you know, I didn't calculate the time and energy that this podcast was going to have my schedule. Nope. And it wasn't bad, right? It diverted my writing time that I could have been writing my books to writing episodes and to processing all the videos and all the other stuff that comes along with running a business, right? There are things that, you know, I want you to ask yourself, are there things that came up in your life, you know, that came up with unexpected time demands? Did you sign up for a commitment that you didn't think was going to be as much work as it was, right? You didn't think it was going to be as much. Maybe you signed have you ever signed your kid up for a sport? Yes, I remember the little ones with soccer practice. I had no idea, you know, when they were little, how much work that was going to be involved in my time and stuff. So I also look at how I grew in my relationship with God. You know, how I learned to walk with God more and believe him for bigger things. I've talked about in the podcast some of those big things I believe God for this year. I had many blessings and many moments with the Lord this past year, and I'll share a few with you. You know, I remember the moment that the Lord made his presence known to me, you know, and shared with me how he walks with me every morning. Mm-hmm. That was such a comforting moment in a very stressful year to know that Jesus is there every morning with me, just right there, letting his presence known for just a moment of time so I'd never forget it. You know, I reflect on how the Lord talked to me in my garden often. That there were my tomatoes. I had 75 tomato plants. I was out there in my tomatoes quite a bit this summer. And I just enjoyed that time with the Lord because he talked to me. He showed me so much about him through, you know, reading his word and talking to me and, you know, letting me know that I'm going to know him in new ways. He's going to reveal himself to me in new ways through his word, you know, through relationships, through things that he teaches me, you know. And so if I just look, you know, at, you know, not just the goals and the things if I focus on not getting the 6 books done, if I focus on, you know, the stressful year I have, finances and stuff, it doesn't look like a very good year, right? But if I focus on my accomplishments and my walk and my growth and my relationship with the Lord, wow, it was a fabulous year. Mm-hmm. It was probably one of my best years with God. It really was. You ever thought about having a good year with the Lord? It was one of my best years with God. I learned so much about my relationship with him and other people through the things that he showed me. So what I'm going to suggest with you is reflecting over your year and writing down all your blessings. You know, did you see God in a new way? You know, trust him on a new level. You know, what prayers did he answer? I know you had prayers this year, you know, that you asked the Lord for. Did he answer them? Write them down. You know, reflect on how you lived your purpose. We all have a purpose. We're created for something, you know, all to glorify the Lord. So were there areas of needed improvement? You know, you're looking back at, you know, living your purpose and stuff. You know, did you let worldly priorities rob your time away from God's purpose? Not that I'm condemning anybody or saying anything, but these are times of reflection, you know, because then you can make improvements for next year on those things. You know, did you trust the Lord with the choices that you made? We got choices every day we got to make. Sometimes we'll make them on our own opinion, and sometimes we'll ask the Lord, what do you want me to do, God? You know, reflect on how your relationships grew and how some went away. You know, it's not always bad when a relationship goes away. Just, they're just not meant to go with you forward, you know. Now, I want you to hold on to all, I know I covered a lot of things. I'm going to pass it back to Joe Heather in a second. But I want you to hold on to all of these thoughts of reflection as we talk about having a fresh start in the new year.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I really like the question that you asked us about, you know, what was the year with the Lord like? Because I, you know, do we really think on that? Mm-hmm. And you've just asked some incredible questions for us to reflect on. And so what we want to do in the next few minutes is kind of give you a little bit of a structure to these questions and to setting aside the time to reflect. See it as a special gift that you give yourself. I usually talk to my clients about this in coaching. You know, coaching is a gift that you give to yourself. Well, this reflection is a gift Because if you just keep pressing on and doing what you do without pausing to think deeply, you're going to miss a lot. You're going to miss lessons that you've learned. You're going to miss maybe that still small voice of God that's whispering. You know, I, like Tammy, you know, had a lot to learn last year, and I bet you did too. So I'm going to challenge you to set aside even 20 minutes to take out a notepad or a journal, whatever works for you, and do some reflecting. Some of you guys are very artistic. I know we have some artists that listen to the show, and perhaps for you it's a canvas or it's a drawing sheet, and you're using visual images, you know, in your reflection. Whatever's going to work for you. And for some of you, you know, I want you to just use the podcast as your guide over the next few minutes. So I'm going to give you a 3-part exercise, and you can stop and start the podcast and write down the questions and the answers, the questions as I pose them and your answers, over the next few minutes, if you like, or just listen through and then come back and listen again. I know we have some folks who love to do that. They listen to the podcast all the way through, then they go back and they pull out the nuggets for them. So here's my number one. As Tammy said, just take time to consider what you've learned. You want to think about what you've walked through over the last year. So what experiences come to your mind first? Just jot those down. And after you've made your list, consider picking one of the experiences you wrote down and doing a deep dive. How did you react to that experience? What did it feel like on the inside? What was God's leading in it? You know, what Tammy asked a question a minute ago about the prayers that were answered. Maybe there were prayers that were answered in it. What did that mean? Maybe for you, you need to think about it in, you know, we're a 3-part being, body, soul, and spirit. So maybe you need to think about it in a physical experience or emotional or a spiritual perspective. The Holy Spirit's going to lead you in this. We're just offering you questions and giving some guidance there. So think about that experience. What was positive about what happened? What was challenging? And was there something you wished had gone differently? So if you had a number of experiences on your list that you really want to reflect on, just consider these questions for each of the experiences. Walk your way through it. You might see a theme or some type of thread develop that you want to make note of, some greater learning that the Lord had for you. I don't know. It's just a chance to be curious. So after you reflect on these questions, you've probably got some good notes on your piece of paper. So the second part of this exercise is to choose what you want to leave behind. Right? Tammy mentioned relationships. Sometimes there's a period of time that there's a relationship in your life, and then there are times that that relationship passes on or just kind of fades away, and it's that person is not actively in your life. Well, we're kind of looking at, okay, what do you need to leave behind? Is it habits? Just take stock of what you're learning from the exercise. Is it habits? Or the ways that you react to challenges. I know as I was praying over this episode, you know, I was really talking to God about, you know, as I reflected on 2021, I saw my growth as a parent, but I also saw the things that I wanted to do differently. There were things I wanted to leave behind and say, the time for that has passed. I want to take something with me. And what we don't want is this fresh start to be overwhelming. We just want you to pick one thing that it might be how you react to situations or the fact that you don't talk to God first before you take action. Whatever it is, what do you want to leave behind? And I bet you, as I asked you that question, something jumped into your mind when I said that. So write it down and talk to God about it. He can help you. Put it to rest, just to rest, to give it to him. Perhaps you need to hold it out to him and release it to him. Perhaps it's an unhealthy thing you need to put behind you, whatever it might be. And for me, just talking about this brings to mind Isaiah 43:18, which says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. And of course, those words, you know, have a lot of meaning to them. But what we're doing is we're saying, okay, there's parts of me that weren't aligned with God in 2021. Okay, I want to leave that behind. So in this exercise, we're just pausing, reflecting, making some conscious decisions on how you want to grow. And maybe the words that Paul wrote in Philippians 3:13-14 will give you some food for thought. He wrote this, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So just think on that. So before I move on to number three of this experience, which is actually what I consider the best part of this reflection exercise, I'd like to pause for just a moment and share that today's sponsor of Love and Encouragement to Live By is our very own Tammy, otherwise known as T.S. Thompson. She has released some amazing books, including a beautiful prayer journal book called The Praying Family, a prayer request journal and guide to family prayer time. She's also the author of her recent book called My God and Whom I Trust, a study of Psalm 91 is so good. We even went through parts of it in a Bible study. You should really check it out. And then her most popular book that I did as a Bible study with Tammy is God is Able, a study of 2 Corinthians 9:8. She's talked about the writing, right? And she's got a Christian book series called The Land of Good Dreams. And she has started the fourth book in that series. And it's so curious to see what's going to happen with these characters. And for those of you who have been following that series, I know you're curious too. But for those who haven't, now's your chance to get the first three and get caught up before the fourth one comes out. Tammy has a deep desire to move readers with her books and to share the light of God to uplift and inspire. She is blessed with the gift of storytelling and believes the world is in need of good family-friendly books everyone can enjoy. You can find out more about Tammy and her books at ts-thompson.com. That's ts-thompson.com. Now, if you want to be a sponsor of a future episode or you want to feature your favorite ministry effort in this sponsor spotlight, all you have to do is contact us at loveandencouragement.com.
Thank you, Joe Heather. And those are some great steps. I hope you guys are writing them down, you know, that she covered that you can hang on. She's going to be sharing that third one with you in just a moment. And I did write my word down, and I know you know what it is, Joe Heather.
I'm going to keep people hanging.
The pace of grace. That's going to be my little tagline for the whole next year. The pace of grace. I'm going to move at a different pace because you all know me. I just go and go and go. I'm like the Energizer battery little bunny out there. That's not how God intended us to be. It's really not, but I know. Yeah. So let's go back to thinking about reflecting. So we reflected over this past year, and I hope you guys have taken the time to reflect over your past year. So now we're going to talk about a fresh start. Mm-hmm. It's always nice that God gives us a new year, a new day, isn't it? We always get a fresh start. We can start over every day. We don't have to wait for a whole new year to start over. I love that fresh start thought, the peace that comes with the morning, you know. So for me, you know, we're talking about reflecting over the last year, and much of my goals were my personal expectations, right? I wanted to hear this. I wanted to publish 6 books. Based on my logic, it seemed like that was, you know, doable. But God let me know in his loving way that it was my own desire and not his will for me to get 6. It doesn't mean that he doesn't want these books published. I want to make that clear. It's just that my way of thinking that they needed to be done and what were the, you know, and that speed, that not that, that pace that I was at was not what he had intended for me. And I'm going to read you this verse here in Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Right? How true? How true is that verse? You know, I make plans, but God has his purpose and it will prevail in my life. One way or the other, you can be stubborn. It will take you longer. right? Or we can surrender to that will of the Lord and just let Him lead us in our lives a lot easier. So, as you all know, listening in, that Johad and I started this podcast, you know, early last year. We're getting ready to have our anniversary coming up, you know, and it was a lot more work than I had anticipated. I think God didn't tell me how much it was up front. Yeah, I still would have done it, but I would have different expectations going in. But when we started this podcast, and in reflection, looking back, you know, I know it was what God wanted us to do. God wanted us to start this podcast. I'm looking back over the end of this year. He still wanted us to do the podcast. He's well pleased when we do these episodes, you know. This is where He wanted me to focus on, and He wanted me to surrender my will to God, right? It was growing pains for me. When you have things that you really want to do, and yet you love God, and you want to live God's purpose, and you're not aligned, right? It's painful to kind of get on the same path with the Lord. Because we have to shed away some things of our own desires and our own self-wants and self-will. And so I just need to align, you know, my thoughts better with the Lord. I need to surrender to His will. And it's not perfect. It's not perfect, right? It's a progressive walk. It's not a sprint. It's not something you have to do all at once. We think we do. We're galloping ahead at, you know, at our purpose. And that's not the pace that God wants us to move at. So I'm going to read to you from Psalms 25, verse 4 through 5. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. So with that in mind and with the fresh start of 2022, I'm approaching it with a different perspective. I think it's wise, don't you think, to go ahead and ask God what He wants me to focus on this year instead of me setting out writing down everything I want to accomplish. You know, God knows what's best for me. He knows what's best for you. You know, and if I let Him direct my steps, well, it's going to be a less bouncy, ouchy, you know, of a road. Just me. And it's going to be much smoother and a more fulfilling year. I can't even imagine what my life will look like when I actually align 100% or as best I can with the Lord. Can you imagine that smooth cruising with the Lord? We don't see it that way. You know, we feel like we're giving something up sometimes. There's this struggle that we're not going to enjoy things. We're not going to get the things in our hearts done. We got to remember, God gives us the desires of our hearts. He puts His desires in there. He just wants us to align and surrender with His will because He has a better way for us to get there than we do. So because I want to live my life for Christ, and I'm hoping that you do too. That's why you're listening to this podcast, you know, to live the fullness of my purpose. Doesn't it make sense to include God in my scheduling and goals? How about you? How can you incorporate God into your next year moving forward? Ponder, how do you want to grow? You know, of course, you're going to have your typical goals and to-do things. You know, maybe you're planning a vacation after being locked down for 2 years. You know, we're not saying you can't have those things in there. But try to envision your year living your best for Christ. He wants the best for you. He wants you to rely on Him. He wants you to trust Him with your dreams, right? He wants to give you those dreams. Trust Him with it. You know, He wants you to succeed in your purpose, and He wants you to succeed in all areas of your life, in your marriages, raising your children, in your relationships, everything, in your job. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." That's not like a loving God, right? Envision a life for Christ for you this coming year. Get excited over it. You know, plan ahead with expectations of goodness from the good Father, right? Don't let that past disappointments discourage you from trusting God in levels. Maybe you were disappointed. Maybe you really had some hopes in these last two horrible years. You know? I mean, they weren't the best year. And I know a lot of people lost businesses. They lost loved ones. I know it's been hard. It's just been a hard year for, I know, a lot of people. But don't let that discourage you from these past disappointments, that God still doesn't want what's best for you. Make this a leap of faith year, that you're going to trust God on a new level, that He really does want good things for you, and trust Him with it, right? Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Doesn't that just sum it up, right? How about going forward into your new year with that verse?
Mm-hmm. I love that verse, Tammy. That's one of my favorites. And I love your encouragement for us to envision what our life with Christ will look like in this new year. I mean, that is exciting. I mean, how much better does it get? You know, just Christ. And you've just walked us through what I consider, you know, really our third step in the reflection exercise is we're going to seek the Lord to discover what to take forward into your fresh start. Right. So before the break, and Tammy sharing, I was walking you through, you know, this three-part exercise. So the first part is to reflect on your experiences of the past year. The second step or part was to decide what you needed to leave behind. And so three, now you get to do what I consider the best part, which is discover what to take forward. So this past year, maybe you've learned more about yourself than you ever did before. And through prayer and seeking the Lord's counsel, you get to choose to carry forward the best part of your learning. And, you know, maybe the Lord's revealing to you it's a habit or a mindset or a calling or a way of showing up in life. God is leading you what to carry forward with you into your fresh start this new year. So, what do you want to do? You want to put it in writing. Tammy talked a little bit earlier about how organized she is, and that really works for her to write it down. I know for me, I like to write things. I have a board right beside me, and I put it there. So for you, is it in writing? Again, to some of our artists who are watching, maybe it's a picture or a painting or a drawing. Something that you have is going to be that touchstone that you're going to use to keep checking back in. It's going to remind you to talk to God about it and say, God, okay, this is what you know you led me to start my fresh start. How's it going, God? You know, where do I need to straighten a row, perhaps? So for some of you, you've been on the journey with me to use the practice of the word of the year to help you stay focused on what the Lord has called you to. So this is another tool in your toolbox that you could experiment with. It's not something you have to do. It's just another tool. We've talked about visuals in this. We've talked about taking notes or writing a journal. Tammy says she keeps a list of where she's gone and kind of helps her in her growth journey. So for me, 2 years ago, the Lord led me to the word grace as my word of the year. And this was in January. This is before COVID hit. And the Lord led me to that word ahead of time because he knew I was going to need grace for myself as I struggled with being a first-time homeschool teacher because of COVID. Oh my goodness, what a journey. Okay, I needed grace. And a grace for myself. And I needed grace for my family because suddenly we had to find a way of being at home together all the time. So I needed that word. He gave it to me ahead of time. I needed to hold out grace for others who didn't understand why my family made the choices we made. And I needed to hold out grace as I watched the world around me slip further and further away from any semblance of Christian principles, right? So I had a lot to learn in that. And God gave me the word, and I learned a lot. So if you want to use, you know, the word of the year as your tool in your fresh start, you start with prayer. You just talk with God and ask him to speak to your heart and reveal what word or phrase, Tammy mentioned her phrase, to hold for this year. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. So the word is telling us, call to the Lord and he will answer. Now, sometimes God reveals answers through your environment. So I'm looking out my window here. You may go out into the world walking or just as you move about in your life, expect to see your word reveal itself. because maybe there's a word or a phrase that keeps showing up in conversations or in what you're reading, your scriptures, what you're thinking about, what you're talking about. And so if you're looking for it, notice it, write it down, and take it back to God in prayer. So when you feel confirmed, you know, you can put your word on a sticky note on your fridge in the kitchen or on your computer monitor on the, you know, the screen of your phone. You just want to have it in places where you spend time each day. And it's going to help you renew your mind and stay focused on living out the Lord's leading for your year. Psalm 37, 5 and 6 says, commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn and your vindication like the noonday sun. So yes, let's help each other trust in the Lord this year. We want to let Him lead us in this opportunity for a fresh start.
You know, it just came to mind, Joe Heather, when you were talking. We want to hear from you.
Yes.
We want to hear from you throughout this year. Write us. Write into us. You can comment on one of the podcasts, you know, underneath YouTube. We have email on our website. You can send us an email, you know, if we've helped you in some way. It encourages us up, you know, mm-hmm. knowing that, you know, we often talk about, we know there's a message for somebody today in this. We don't know who it is. We may not know till we get to heaven. But if you have a testimony to share, we'd love to hear it. We'd like to know how your year is going differently this year, you know, with trusting and putting your life, you know, walking beside Christ the whole way. Not you up mm-hmm. here saying you still come, catch up, Jesus, you know, or not feeling like you're not worthy, right? Right? We all get the pace with the Lord, right?
Wow. Yeah.
You know, our hope really is. Our hope is for you that, you know, you have a blessed year, you know, full of God's grace and His favor and the ability to live your life fully for Christ. You know, we encourage you, you know, we talked about our anniversary coming up. We encourage you to stick with us each week, you know, this coming year so that we can continue to uplift you and encourage you in your deeper Christian living.
Yeah, amen, Tammy. And as she said, you know, it encourages us to hear from you. We love hearing from you. We have some of you guys who are regular writers in, you know, that you write in and share with us. We'd like to hear from you of how the Lord is speaking to you through this podcast. I will say before we close, as I was working on this episode and I was saying, okay, Lord, I'm going to, you know, I do what I encourage my clients to do. I was like, okay, Lord, I'm curious, what's going to be my word? And boom, for some reason, it just instantly, the Holy Spirit gave me my word, and I'm going to share it with you guys. It's to reflect and reflect the light of the Lord to others is what the word reflect means to me. And so if the Lord is speaking to you in some way, you know, and you can share that back with us, it's such an encouragement to us, and it's also a testimony to what the Lord is doing. So as we close our episode today, I want to just speak this blessing. You know, may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus this year. And here's your challenge question. You know, I love to leave you with a question to meditate on. What will you take with you into your fresh start of this new year? Thank you for taking time to join us today. Just as a reminder, depending on what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes. If you want to be a sponsor this year, contact us at loveandencouragement.com. Join us next time as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.